This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Robert Barnes is a smart cookie. And I say that about a lot of folks, but I had dinner with him for 2 hours. I was familiar with his work over the years, seeing some of the big cases he's handled, most of them successfully. But talking to him, and he really has a big general knowledge of things, because most people have a specialized knowledge. And I think my knowledge isn't perfect or that great sometimes, but compared to other people, it's a general knowledge. And talking to you last night for 2 hours, just your general knowledge was right in line with mine, and then some. Very, very exciting. There's so much to cover this hour, but what do you want to get into?
Well, I think part of the sort of the broader pattern, the broader aspect of what's taking place here is that the media is starting to greenlit violence in crazy minds. Because when you have New York Times writers, former CNN producers, major Hollywood celebrities saying that the effect of this is it's okay to be violent. Let's punch them in the face. It's such a punchable face. Let's dox them. Let's go after them. I'll provide sexual services if you go out and attack this person. They're greenlitting. They know what they're doing. They're greenlitting the most craziest danger.
And they're dehumanizing.
Absolutely. That's the goal. It's like they're trying to recreate the 1930s. Where in the 1930s Europe, you had clashes on the streets between the communists and the fascists. They're trying to create a violent movement. They're trying to instigate that violent movement. They're trying to inspire that violent movement. And when you'll do it against kids, 12-year-old, 13-year-old kids who have never been in the public light in their lives, whose only crime was showing up at Lincoln Memorial in a hat that simply said, "Make America Great Again." That's it. And you say, oh, you know what? That's like the Klan outfit. That's like the Klan hood. What they're saying is go out there and punch them. Go out there and attack them. Go out there and do something violent. Go and do what that man did to the Republicans at the softball field. They're greenlighting it. They're approving it. And the fact that they'll stand by it, even when it's exposed as a fraud, they'll stand by it, even when they know the threats of violence that are coming in, shows you just how dangerous this environment is.
Oh, yeah. Put our Islamic member of Congress's tweet back up there. That's Omar at Ilhan Omar. The boys were protesting a woman's right to choose and yell, "It's not rape, you enjoy it." That is such defamation. Never said that. They were taunting five black men before they surrounded Phillips and led racist chants. This is a total inversion of reality. Sandman's family hired a right-wing PR firm to write his non-apology. None of that's true.
Exactly. All of it were lies. And I'll give the congresswoman credit. Within 1 hour of me telling her that she needed to retract that or be sued, she did. So but it's one of the only offending things that she's ever retracted, one of the only horrible statements that she's ever pulled back. But all of those were lies, and they knew they were lies. And the fact that you have Senator Warren, she's likely to be sued next week unless she takes down her offending
Elizabeth Warren.
So you have a fake Indian spreading fake news. And the nature of that, here you have a senator who's one of the leading Democratic candidates for the presidency of the United States, and yet she's out there defaming kids she's never met based on a video either she didn't review or she lied about reviewing. And even when she knew it was false, even when she knew the story was false, she continued to propagate it, continued to perpetuate it. Congresswoman Howland did the same thing out of New Mexico.
By the way, let's be straight on this. You never planned to sue the diocese or others that got on the bandwagon. That was another hoax put up by the media to drive a wedge between you and the families.
Precisely. There was a story spread that I was going to sue the local priest. I was going to sue the local school system. I was going to sue the diocese. I was never going to do any of those things. And the parents weren't interested in that. The parents were interested in preserving and protecting their reputation.
They just wanted apologies so the death threats would stop.
Oh, precisely. Exactly. That was it. They just want people to go back to normal, to go back to where it was a week before. They knew they never could completely restore that, but they just wanted to protect their children, protect their children's lives, protect their children's future. That's it. They wanted nothing more than that, nothing beyond that. They weren't here to make a political statement.
So what's happened is the left's infiltrated the main Vatican with all their pedophiles to try to bring it down. There's still all these little independent Catholic groups that are wholesome and good, and the left is pissed they can't get control of that.
Absolutely. That's exactly right. It's very much that these are people who have their own independent narrative, their own independent story, their own independent understanding of the world, and they hate.
And they're strong, and they're moral, and they're controlled, and that is everything the establishment doesn't like. They're independent. They're not weak.
Exactly. And that's exactly what they are most threatened by. That's why they're threatening it.
They're afraid of just decency. We'll be back. I'm Alex Jones, NewsWars.com.
The globalists know that if they suppress the good halogen and pump the environment full of the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, you name it, that it lowers IQ. It literally dumbs the population down. And on our quest to bring our listeners and viewers the best iodine in the world, we've gone through two permutations. First, seaweed-based iodine that was pretty good but hard to source, and the globalists tried to block us getting a supply of it. So we discovered deep earth crystals of pure nascent iodine and brought you X2 that's been incredible. Now, due to the establishment trying to block that, we did more research and secured more of the deep earth crystals of nascent iodine. But chemists, scientists, and others showed us the research that by combining it with three other compounds, two forms of iodine and vitamin C, it supercharges it and makes it even more bioavailable. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to research it, you want to see it. It's an incredible discovery. X3, now available at InfoWarsLife.com.
News today. You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Coming to you live from the InfoWars.com studios in the recaptured state of Texas, it's Alex Jones.
We are back live broadcasting worldwide, attorney for many of the Catholic school kids. Covington in Kentucky is riding shotgun with us. And we are looking with Robert Barnes at the whole waterfront here and what's unfolding. I want to get to just one piece of footage that's gone viral on InfoWars.com since last night. Millions of views on every platform out there. With Owen Schroyer is in D.C. covering the Roger Stone indictment and, you know, arraignment and hearings coming up. So he sees a protester group, the big giant rat on the back of a truck. You'll see the video in a moment. All that unfolded then was that, well, you'll see the video. He walks across the street. He's showing the rat. And a guy runs over, grabs his microphone, starts trying to eat the microphone cover, tries to put spit in his eyes, tries to spit on his camera. And it's just, look, the liberals I thought of 20, 30 years ago were like lawyers that went out, and whether you were a poor white person or a poor black person, whatever, represented you if you got screwed over for, you know, for pro bono, like Robert Barnes is famous for doing. But you look at weird academic leftists, man, they're all like escaped mental institutions, wards. If you go out to these events, we're not just cherry picking these people. There seems like there's something fundamentally wrong with them, and it's a malaise that's spreading. Now, Robert, obviously you won't agree with me if that's not your perception. What is your perception of what I just said, and what do you think this is?
It's sort of a, you know, Jonathan Haidt, a very good professor, has described it as part of call-out culture. So what's happened is they've combined social media, call-out culture, and a degree to which a lot of children weren't allowed to play in the early 90s as the abduction stories became big stories. So the parents told their kids not to go outside and play, and so they created this sort of safe space environment from the time they're young, and that's been reinforced by culture, reinforced now by university life. And what you have is you have these provocateurs in lefty protest culture who believe that the more insane they are, the more social prestige they're going to acquire. So it becomes, within their world, be nuttier, be crazier, be wackier, create more provocation, create more of a viral news story, no matter how fake it is, no matter how ludicrous it is, and that's what gets you brownie points in your little social milieu. And the effect of it is very dangerous to ordinary, innocent, everyday people who are just trying to exercise their civil rights and civil liberties. And it's become very precarious for people across the political spectrum, but particularly for people from the political right, because they're the most often targeted by these lefty, violent protesters who often act in insane ways solely to provoke a reaction and a response. And here they just did it to ordinary, everyday kids, but they do it to ordinary people all the time. They're not targeting people in power. They're targeting ordinary people.
They're bullies.
Exactly. They're pure bullies. That's why I explained early on about the what I learned about the Trump campaign when I was originally just monitoring it for betting purposes and gambling purposes. I got in and started, you know, going to rallies and events, and I realized that Trump wasn't the bully. He was the guy who was going to go up to the bully and punch the bully in the mouth. And that's really what was happening, is because the left has become a bullying culture. And it's intolerant across the board. It uses Twitter mobs to attack people. It uses literal mobs, as what happened in Covington, to attack people.
And they always accuse us of being the bullies when they have organized scientific safe spaces for bullies to attack people.
Absolutely. That's exactly what's going on. And the message has been to green light whatever activity they do, to green light the worst behavior, the most demonstrative behavior, the potentially most violent behavior. I mean, think if those kids had been any other kind of kids. I mean, I knew folks I grew up with in Southeast Tennessee that would have reacted very differently to that kind of name calling and that kind of attacking. They would have been a lot less generous, a lot less civil, a lot less of Christian character in their reaction. These kids reacted the best you could possibly imagine under those set of circumstances.
And that's what made the establishment get even more pissed and spin it even worse, because it was that Jedi control they couldn't stand.
Precisely. The more innocent they were, the more they had to libel them. The more innocent they were, the more they had to lie about them. The more innocent they were, the more they had to destroy their reputation. And that also serves ultimately their political agenda and their political objectives. Because if they're able to so defame them and so destroy them when they are so innocent, then what can they do to an ordinary person anywhere in the walk of life who dares to voice a dissident view?
To me, the left has no bottom now. And so the very worst of them becomes their new leader. And then somebody else will go even further. And so I think it's a radicalization curve.
Absolutely. It's basically Gawker culture writ large. So you look at Gawker, and what got Gawker was you had reporters for Gawker in depositions say that it would have been okay to show a sex tape involving a five-year-old. That they said their limit was maybe 4 years old. That's who they were. That's who, they had no bottom, no limit, and they had reached the bottom. I mean, they were beyond the gutter. The gutter was a ceiling to them. And you're seeing the same thing happen in lefty protest culture. You're seeing the same thing happen in the call out culture of Twitter and social media that's targeting to harass, to harangue innocent, ordinary, everyday people. And the more innocent their behavior, the more they're targeted, the more they're lied about, the more they're tarnished. It's old tar and feather techniques. It's old banishment techniques. It's old censorship through shaming techniques.
Like you said, we're adopting the Chinese model.
Absolutely. In fact, that's what's really happening. The big tech is combining, has already been doing it for 5 to 10 years, working with the Chinese government, Google and Facebook and YouTube and the others, in order to be able to create a social, where you have big corporate power and big state power united with big tech to control the mindset and the thoughts and what audience is allowed to hear out in the world. And they're going to take that Chinese model that they've already been employing, that they've already been using to discriminate, to censorship, to shame, to control. And they're going to try to.
And they're rolling it out now.
Absolutely. Doing it right here in the United States. And they need a premise for it. They need a pretext for it. The pretext was never going to be, hey, by the way, we want to do thought control. Their pretext was going to be, there's some dangerous thoughts out there that you need to not hear. There's some dangerous people out there that you need to not be exposed to. Some dangerous.
Like you said, it's not even about censoring us. It's about controlling what other people can see.
Exactly.
They're telling people, hey, we're going to tell you what you can read or listen to.
Correct. They want to control the audience. I will be always be able to speak. The question is, who gets to hear me? And I will always be. The question is, who do I get to hear? Do I get to hear Alex Jones? Do I get to hear other people? Or am I shut off and only allowed to hear NBC and ABC and CBS and Rachel Maddow with her latest crazy collusion theory or conspiracy theory? So the conspiracy theories are always okay if it's the establishment spreading it about ordinary people. It's just not okay if ordinary people talk about it in relationship to the political and media and corporate establishment. And so that's what's happening. It's mind control. It's thought control. It's social control. They think like the Catholic Church of the 15th century. And what they're really offended by is they want to, not that what the Catholic schools students are being taught, they're offended that they don't get to be the Catholic Church, their own version of an ideology that is controlling and possessive in the way that the 15th century Inquisition was. That's what they want. That's why they're using inquisitional tactics, inquisitional techniques. They're doing things that have been done historically over and over again. They're just doing it in a new context and disguising and hiding what it actually is.
What's scary is, even 10 years ago, the average leftist priest class controller high up knew what was going on, but most of the mid-level, low-level knew nothing. They've actually gotten such a cultural bankruptcy now that even their mid-level and low-level folks, a lot of them get that it's a takeover. They get it's cynical. They get it's a fraud. And they see our Western open values as a weakness, and they're just expanding the confines of the cult.
Precisely. They see it as an opportunity. They see it as a hole in the gate. And because they believe in sort of a barrier society of their own accord, barriers being what you're allowed to see, what you're allowed to think, what you're allowed to express, what you're allowed to say, what you're allowed to believe, who you're allowed to vote for, they think in those terms, and so they look at all the means and mechanisms to have influence over people's minds. And, I mean, I started in civil rights cases doing ballot access, because that was just about your opportunity to vote for who you want. But increasingly, it's moved now to the tech space and the media space. It's about what audience the audience can hear. Can they hear your voice on any particular technological medium that's available to them? Or is that foreclosed? Is that shut down? Is that shut out? It's all about making sure you only hear the correct ideas from the correct people.
And it's such classical, thoroughbred, authoritarian, super oppressive, pure evil. I mean, it's the bona fide end of civilization. And it's just rampaging forward.
Absolutely. And it's the way they think. They really, if you want to understand their mindset, want to understand their approach, their mentality, simply go and look at how authoritarian regimes have acted in the past, particularly the Inquisition era in the 12th, 13th, 14th, 15th century. Because they think the same way, they behave the same way, and they're going to continue to until the resistance succeeds at undermining what they're trying to do.
Well, I mean, if conservatives or nationalists or free speech folks don't stop bowing down to every politically correct statement, they only make us acquiescing to them the green light to demand more and more and more and more, to the point of now Google says they're going to ban the word family. That's right. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
Your host, Robert Barnes, constitutional lawyer, a very famous, successful lawyer, who, as they say, is one of the biggest political gamblers in the world, and very, very successful, takes on a lot of those big underdog positions. I want to get into some of the other big news items and get into other areas of history and where you think the world's going, but I want listeners to understand something. Mainstream media, corporate-owned, corporate-controlled, has its basic agenda to keep people on a reservation. But if you pull back to the actual social control going on, it's all in the white papers. It's all in the engineering. And the fact that we have this post-pro-human view by the elite, that if they just become totally ruthless, they can consolidate power and that they'll have the future, is just incredibly twisted. And I think evil, more than anything, is not having any rules. And by rules, I don't mean the evil, controlled rules that technocracies bring in or authoritarian regimes, but not having the basic rules that are genetically encoded in us. These people violate these rules because it gives them limited power. And then as things break down, they create a cosmology that, well, that's just part of their overall organizational system to consolidate control. But the truth is, these are very, very lazy, twisted, fallen, unhappy people. And then even at a subconscious level, they then project their hatred of themselves onto us. Or how would you quantify the sickness in the world versus what's good in the world and where we are historically?
I mean, to a certain degree, the problem that the sort of cultural left has is that ordinary Americans don't accept or adopt any of their viewpoints. That's why they have to do these censorship campaigns, these terror campaigns, like what they're doing to the Covington kids, in order to sort of shape up middle America and get them to coerce them back into their mindset. Because the ordinary person doesn't believe it. The guy working at the factory, the guy working at the local shop, the guy working doing his own thing, the guy, the local mechanic, he doesn't buy into any of this sort of cultural conformist nonsense, this sort of idolatry of ideology that the left is shaping and putting out there and perpetrating and propagating. And so the advantage is the ordinary person, for the most part, the reason why Trump won, thinks a lot more along the lines of Trump than they do along the lines of the coercive cultural conformist left. And that's the great utility and advantage that the ordinary person has. What they don't have is very little access to media power, very little access to cultural power, very little access to entertainment, very little access to the entire news infrastructure, and that's why they're waging such war on InfoWars and on you, is they want all dissident voices to be shut down, all dissident voices to be silenced, so that the audience can't hear them, the audience can't share them. Imagine what could have happened to the Covington kids if they didn't have anybody like you showing the real story. That they may have been known 50 years from now as just being the kids who did some horrible racial taunting of a Native American at Lincoln Memorial when they're entirely innocent.
Exactly. The establishment doesn't see it as our lies are failing. They're saying there's still voices that can call us on our lies, So the problem is we haven't eradicated those voices.
Precisely. And that's how they think. They think we need to suppress the voices that the audience is hearing. But it's the same thing that they did with sort of ballot access control at the beginning of the century involving Ralph Nader. Their goal wasn't Ralph Nader's particular voice. Their goal was to suppress the ability of third voices to have meaningful access to the ballot. And that was only about the voters' rights to choose whom they wanted and to express themselves accordingly. They're doing the same thing now in the speech space. They're doing the same thing now in the educational space. They're doing the same thing now in the entertainment space. They're doing the same thing now in the news space. They want to control all of the means and mechanisms by which our ideas
and they've gotten the traditional left that at least claimed that it defended free speech to now be the most ardent destroyers of speech, and they wonder why as soon as they shut down their competition, suddenly they're being laid off.
Oh, precisely. Well, it's interesting. The people at BuzzFeed and Huffington Post that were laid off disproportionately were people that had libeled the Covington kids. So we'll see whether or not one way in which you could avoid suit was to fire those people. They, in fact, Huffington Post got rid of its entire editorial department, and most likely the reason for it was their fear of the suit that was coming for the Covington kids. So the advantage of people exerting their legal rights, their legal remedies to the jury system and to the court system in this country in middle America is they can take even the most powerful institutions, the most powerful people down to ordinary people's level, and they face 12 ordinary jurors about whether they did right or wrong. And when that happens, ordinary people and the good values generally win out more often than they don't.
When we come back, let's talk about the paradox. Some will say, well, Jones, you're being brought before juries for you to Sandy Hook, except I didn't say what they said. I said it's out of context. They keep misquoting me in my own voice to then cause harm and pain, and then they admit it's done for a political aim to set the precedent. We'll talk about that after the break, because you've got some really, some of the most astute, piercing views reading my cases that even some of my lawyers do, and you're not in the cases, so you can speak to it. Obviously, they can't. But before we do that, I mentioned Owen yesterday in D.C. There's so many of these clips, we can't even play them all here. Here's just one guy. If you're ready, listeners, there's a big giant rat on trailer. He walks over. Oh, what's this giant rat? Nut job leftist melts down, eats InfoWars reporter's mic over nothing. And so here it is, ladies and gentlemen.
You know, I'd like to speak to the creator of said rat. And let's see what he has.
It's a giant rat with Trump's head on it.
Should be interesting. Wow.
Leftists always create like a straw man, like a blimp,
fascism,
or a rat, and like, then that's you.
Bob Mueller is literally the president.
But if you approach the idol, they get mad. Here we go.
That's destroying innocent men right now. So they're fighting fascism by standing up for fascism. I mean, if you want to fight fascism, that's what you do. You support a fascist dictatorship. Is this your design, sir?
It is.
So you like fascism?
I don't like fascists. I don't like InfoWars. I don't like young Nazis. In
Whoa.
Fact, yeah, like young Nazis.
Whoa.
Yeah. I know
wow.
what? If someone were to
You're
come
behaving
up...
like a fascist.
No.
This guy's
no,
literally
no.
in my face right now.
Wait a minute. Who walked up to who?
You. I have it on tape. You literally just walked up to me. Oh, now you're trying to assault me?
Oh, yeah.
Are you going to assault me?
I'm going to
What are you doing?
You.
Don't touch my equipment.
Touch your equipment.
You are a freak show. Oh, my God. Are you going to return that?
No.
Can I please have my mic cover?
Steals his mic cover, bites it off.
Oh, my God. This isn't an unhinged lunatic, sir.
Here.
Come on, put my mic cover. Wow.
There we go. Did it melt yet?
So seriously, do you have a mental disorder, sir?
Do I have a mental disorder?
You have a mental disorder? What's wrong with you?
Do you want one?
Dude, you walk up to me, you try to spit on me.
You, I didn't spit on you.
You licked your finger and you tried to put it in my eye.
No. I was going for the
so
all right, let's stop right there. The full video is on InfoWars.com. This guy doesn't want to be interviewed for his big rat. He wants to flip out on somebody's speech and try to stop it. So it's beyond him just trying to act extreme. Their own derangement, trying to provocateur the public, because that's in the documents, into derangement, has now made them deranged.
Correct. And what they do is projection. It's sort of the old mirror principle. So I tell people if you're with somebody and somebody's making some crazy argument or accusation against you, often and it doesn't make any sense. Just go and replace the you with an I, and they'll often be confessing. They'll often be telling you their whole story. And that's precisely what's happening here. The left is accusing people like you of doing what they are doing. Just like this guy is. This guy is accusing the reporter of being the fascist getting into his face when he's the one acting in a fascistic manner and getting into his face. He's the one being sort of physical with him. He's the one attacking equipment. He's the one doing all that activity while accusing the other person of doing it. And this is a pattern and practice modus operandi with the ideological left, is to accuse the other of that which they themselves do, to use the legal system inappropriately and improperly to attack others for what they themselves should be sued for the justice they themselves should.
And they've all been trained the same, where they get physical, it doesn't work, they back off. They're trying to get you to attack them so they can sue you.
Correct, exactly. It's all about instigation. It's all about provocation. It's old school tactics, old school techniques.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan favorite formulas we've ever offered, with even better ingredients: Ultimate Bone Broth. InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra-high-quality bone broth, one of the most popular health foods on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get a bottle of the all-new version of a fan-favorite product today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
How healthy are your arteries? Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold, arms and or legs often go to sleep, sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe, short walks cause cramping or pains in legs, memory is not as good as it used to be, ankles swell late in the day, chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
All right, now in the first hour today, I had Eric Mancal Muller on, syndicated radio host, good friend of mine, and he was bringing up how people like Howard Stern now say Alex Jones doesn't deserve free speech. Now, last year, in August, when I got deplatformed, at first, he did some fake spoof pieces, and I've been on the show before, that were more good-hearted. Now he's doing spoof pieces with these comedians that can imitate my voice pretty damn well. They even use exact things I say and mix it with lies to say that I say nobody died at Sandy Hook and I'm bullying dead kids. And then I get sued for saying things I haven't said, but they don't get sued for making jokes. I say they have a free speech right to do that. But we have Robert Barnes of @Barnes_law, one of the top lawyers in the country when it comes to dealing with things like this. And obviously behind the scenes, we're looking at doing some things offensively. But I want to get his expert take, because my cases are meant to affect everybody on what's coming in the future. But since we already mentioned it, here's part of a piece while I was searching for the full piece he did 2 weeks ago, tying me to Sandy Hook falsely. We found some of these earlier, funnier pieces. This is basically Howard Stern endorsing InfoWarsLife.com products.
Wait a second. On our phone, I knew this was going to happen now. Now we're going to get into a whole thing. Here's Alex Jones. Hi, Alex. How you doing, man? I know you're probably freaking out.
I don't know why we're having you on. Nobody else will.
Right. All right. Go ahead.
Good morning, Howard. Good morning, Rob. I want to commend you on a beautiful globalist misrepresentation against the wars, news wars, and prisonplanet.tv.
Well, what are you going to do now? I mean, you're in big trouble.
Howard, the establishment of their movement is free speech in America. The shadow ban of Christianity, nationalism, liberalism has happened. Draconian censorship and control is here.
All right. Well, you know, what is going on? What is reality?
What's going on right now is the Choctoms, the foreign banks who own our debt, the corporate mercenaries, they're trying to kill my free speech. And if I listen closely, I can hear Hillary Clinton pulling the puppet strings on you. I can hear it behind you, Howard.
Listen, it's not me. I'm telling people it's the way of the world. This is what happens. There's only certain parameters in every medium.
Howard, it doesn't matter what happens to me as long as we win the war. The globalists will not win. You will not win. Hillary Clinton will not win.
All right.
Well, where are you taking the war now?
Yeah, where will you go?
To InfoWars.com. Listen, my revenue streams have been cut. Is it all right if I plug some InfoWars products?
Go ahead. I don't care.
Super Shield X Survival Milk. It's a mix of milk
Super
and
Shield
milk.
Survival milk.
Let the man fly, Rob.
I want to go shut over there.
Don't say shut up, Rob.
It helps build stronger communication, makes you punch through concrete. It'll make your piss taste like grapefruit juice. Stop drinking the deep state Kool-Aid.
Bye. So,
yeah, drink this piss.
Can I hear that commercial again? That was really good.
You want another product?
Yeah, go ahead.
Super X Alpha Male 3000. It's a mix of baby powder and lead. Helps build your immune system, stronger concentration, faster blinking. You'll be breathing like an opera, do 3,000 push-ups in a second.
You know, like the Weekly World News, you got the same appetite.
Yeah, those are great ads. Yeah.
Howard, you don't be one of the clueless Republican troglodytes who are just blindly following Hillary Clinton.
Did you say that your product has a mixture of lead and what, cement?
Yeah, I'm on it right now. It's great. I pop them like Tic Tacs.
Right. Is that why you're a bulky guy? I see. You look strong.
Very bulky. Strong as an ox here. I'm popping them right now. Oh yeah. Supercharged.
Well, that's awesome. All right. Well, listen, Alex, sounds like you really have this thing under control.
All right, let's stop there. I haven't plugged this hour, so I thought let Howard Stern plug for us. There's no lead. There's no concrete in our products. That's what they do, though. They make a big joke out of it. We are listener-supported. It is the last week of Supermel Vitality. There's just known cold-pressed herbs, super high quality. We can't even get it anymore because it's well-crafted. That's 50% off. Everybody knows how good turmeric is for you. We have bodies. 95% curcuminoid. The average turmeric product is 5% curcuminoid. That's 50% off. We also have the new product that is TurboForce that has clean-burning, healthy plant-derived stimulants that burn over 10 hours without the crash at the end, without all the sugars and all the red dyes and all the crap. And we've got it in tropical berry flavor. And it is the best next level energy drink, pre-workout, whatever you want to call it. It's liquid energy. It's Turbo Force at InfoWarsLive.com or 888-253-3139. You know, it's funny hearing them parody my voice, particularly when I'm hoarse right now. And the thing, you know, I'm not the parody. I'm the real one. But it is a little bit crazy. But Robert Barnes, attorney at law, you just put up with that plug there brought to us by Howard Stern. Getting specifically into your view, just reading over the different Sandy Hook suits and others. Even the Statesman last week said it's an incredible suit. They admit he never said the people's names.
Correct, and it's a major problem. For example, compare it and contrast it to the Covington case. So in the Covington case, they identified the individuals. They identified them by their visual image. They shared links that identified to them. They shared the school they were at, the location they were at, and then they put out a photo shot, and then they asked for them to be doxxed all across the country.
Like beaten.
Exactly. And then the violence threats came after that. And then by contrast, compared to what the accusations are in your case. So in your case, there's no accusation of identifying anybody by name, identifying anybody by their photograph, identifying anybody by their address, identifying anybody by any kind of information that could lead to any of these individuals being identified at all. In fact, the skepticism that was voiced over whether the investigation was being done honestly and other aspects. But there was no aspect that has been alleged in the complaint or that's documented in any of the legal claims that show that there was any attempt to in any way harass any individual or even name them or even show their image or even show their home or even show their location or even videotape them outside of their home.
And they admit that in some of the suits, which is, well, like you said, I love my lawyers. They should have put that up front in the briefs.
It's key to highlight that because I think a lot of people have misunderstood that aspect. Because some people have asked me, they said, okay, Mr. Barnes, you're representing the Covington kids. Mr. Jones, do you think the cases are similar? And I'm like, no, they're not. They're radically opposite. In the Covington case, they identified them by their photograph. They put their photograph everywhere. They put them up in a photo. They called it a hit list, a photographic hit list.
And it just happened. It wasn't 8 years ago.
Exactly. And they're doing it everywhere. And they're doing it broad scale. And they're doing it wholesale. And they're doing it pervasively. By contrast, none of that happened here. Even the lawyers on the other side didn't even allege it. They didn't even claim it. In fact, they bury it in like paragraph 88. They say, well, because any question was ever raised about anything that might have happened in Sandy Hook, that by definition is libel. That's not the law. The law is you. In order to be libel, you individually have to be targeted. That's what happened in Covington. They were individually targeted. There was a request to dox those individuals whose photograph and video was shared around the entire world, who the media linked to, who the media said, go here and look at who these people
are. So what are they thinking?
I think what their approach is basically to if they could destroy you, destroy your legacy, destroy your history, destroy your audience's right to hear independent viewpoints from you, they think they can destroy the ability.
Well, that's it. They're really targeting the audience so they all feel alone. You read the WikiLeaks, it's like, we must make right-wingers and nationalists feel alone. We must not let them have a community. And beyond anything, InfoWars is like a coral reef where the listeners are the fish and I'm just a coral. And you know, like we're all an ecosystem and they don't want us to have a home.
Yeah, precisely. They don't want independent voices to be out there. They don't want anybody raising questions about the political establishment, raising questions about the media establishment, raising questions about the corporate establishment. In the same way, look at this case. This is a case that easily could have disappeared if there was an independent journalist, independent press out there raising questions, showing what the truth is. These kids' lives could have been ruined over a lie, but for the ability of the independent press to raise the right questions, to challenge and contest the establishment narrative. They want to suppress. Your voice has been, and InfoWars' voice has been, one of the most loudest, clearest voices for an independent, dissident political viewpoint out there against the establishment press going on 2 decades. If they can suppress and quash your voice, then what they can do is kill the audience's right to decide who they want to listen to. The audience's right to decide what's true. The audience's right to inquire and investigate and raise questions and to establish what their truth is. And that their goal isn't to so much control you, because you could retire tomorrow, go to the Caribbean. Their goal is to control your audience so that they are not allowed to think independently and freely for themselves.
And it's so simple, but it's true. They're trying to control what people can hear. That's, they're insulting people, saying they're a bunch of idiots and they can't be trusted to actually listen and see different ideas.
Exactly. That's the goal. The goal is to control the listener. Not to control the speaker, but to control the listener and prevent them from knowing their truth and deciding their own truth.
How do we go on the offense? We'll ask that question.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DrMillersClinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DrMillersClinic.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Well, I was summoned from Montgomery. I had my guitar on my back. When a stranger stopped beside me in an antique Cadillac. He was dressed like 1950, half drunk and hollow-eyed. He said, it's a long walk to Nashville. Would you like to ride?
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Down in the front seat, he turned on the radio, and them sad old songs coming out of them speakers was solid country.
Robert Barnes is our guest.
Then I noticed a stranger was ghost white pale when he
Robert, you've looked at the lawsuits against us.
And I knew
He said the same thing my lawyer said. This is new law. This stuff's never happened before. But they think tens of thousands of fake news articles about what I supposedly done is going to carry this through. But the Connecticut case, they go, give us your business model on Sandy Hook. There's no business model about the news you're going to say or what you're going to cover or your views. We didn't have some pre-meeting about it. And it's the same thing. There is no marketing information on Sandy Hook. They're saying my whole life is Sandy Hook when it's not even 0.1%. But you were off air talking about how crazy that suit is where, again, they just think, well, we've got Connecticut. Well, we've got, you know, we'll get this Texan. We'll put him up here. We'll show him how the world works. And to me, it's just a travesty for this country. I'm not even really worried about it because I know what I said and what I did versus what they said.
Well, the interesting thing is they're really challenging everything you've ever said. So they're trying to say that every accusation ever made by anybody at InfoWars, all of it is fake, all of it is false, when they know otherwise. And I think part of it is because that's how they want to brand the business model. Part of it is probably because some of the lawyers who drafted it really think that the Homeland version of Alex Jones is true on Showtime. Instead, and what that affords, it opens the door to some people who probably...
Man, I never watched that show, but I watched boildowns of it. And exactly, everybody thinks that's really me. That's the corporate media.
Exactly. That's the entirely fake version of who you are. But the interesting thing is it really opens the door for you to get to prove some things that you've never had the court access to do. So, for example, they've made certain accusations about things that were said about John Podesta or Tony Podesta, were said about David Brock.
Imagine when I show the jury Tony Podesta in the Washington Post with pictures of naked kids.
Well, not only that, it really affords and opens the door to you to ask to do depositions of third-party individuals. So you should have a right to do discovery of John Podesta, do discovery of Tony Podesta, do discovery of David Brock, find out about some of their rather interesting histories and some of the things they've been up to politically, and all of these other people that had done very...
And find out about the kids in the hot tub.
Find out about all of it. Find out about all the details of all of these individuals, what really happened, because they're claiming that none of those things ever happened. That not only that they make certain statements about Sandy Hook, but they claim any accusation that has ever been made by InfoWars against anybody in a position of power or privilege is not true. Well,
exactly. They say that we sit around a boardroom and go, what is the most hurtful thing we can say? Let's do it. And then meanwhile, that's not the case. But then... Is that because with the Democrats and the establishment, we know they have meetings and plan stuff, so I guess they think we're doing the same thing?
Correct. I think that they basically project. It's amazing how easy it is to understand what their mindset is by just putting onto them.
You kept saying, like, at dinner, you said, listen, as soon as I figured out, if I just go off what they're accusing me of, they're giving me a roadmap of who they are.
Precisely. It's extraordinary. It's very predictive of these kind of sociopathological individuals and institutions. And so you take that, you look at it, you put it back on them, and they'll give you a roadmap of who they are and what they're about. And what they've really done, and they haven't realized they've done this, the people orchestrating this hit job against you through lawfare, they don't realize they've opened the door to you to be able to use the discovery process and the judicial process to get inquiry, to get depositions, to get discovery into what they have been up to.
Well, I only talked to you for the first time like a week ago on air. We had dinner last night, but for me it was like an epiphany a month ago. What you'd already learned from experience is I went, oh my God, what they're accusing me of is what they're all doing. And it was very comforting, not in a good way, because I was before like, what, are they that dumb? No, they literally are operating like I'm them. And then I had understanding of them, and since that happened, it's been, like, incredible.
Absolutely. And what it does is these open the door to sort of powerful tools. Like, otherwise it would be difficult to say, there's even the right to subpoena various government-connected individuals and entities to what they've been up to, because many of the things that have been predicted and forecast that by InfoWars over time has proven to be accurate. We find that out with iPhone and its ability to use FaceTime to spy on people just yesterday.
EU Army.
Exactly. Things that you were talking about many years ago. Well, this affords the opportunity. They're trying to pretend that nothing you ever said was accurate. This affords the opportunity to present it to a jury.
So their prosecution is everything you ever said was false. Well, let's show them 100 things that happened.
Exactly. Let's prove that it's true. And let's use the powerful tool of the judicial discovery process that they're trying to do to invade your privacy to actually inquire into relevant factual material information about what they've been up to. I mean, about the scope of, you know, Tony Podesta's involvement in everything that's related to the Mueller investigation and inquiry that they're suggesting some aspects of that are inaccurate. Well, then let's sit down Tony Podesta and do a full 2-day, 3-day deposition, and let's see what the facts are. And help.
By the way, I'd love to say I'm an originator of most stuff. The New York Times wasn't as bad as they or now 10 years ago, 2005, they had Hillary Clinton's Russian problem. And it was all about this deal and the FBI being shut down.
Correct. And really, because they're saying that those accusations are fake, well, then this is an opportunity to do discover the facts. Let's do, I mean, I had a case where what I kept saying throughout the case was the very first witness I was going to call was Hillary Clinton, and the second was going to be Bill Clinton. And ultimately, we got a good outcome in that case because everybody in the system was desperate to avoid those people ever being having to testify.
But you're right. They brought all these people in.
Right.
They did it, not us.
Exactly. It's their accusation. Their accusation is don't believe anything InfoWars has ever talked about simply because we want to controversialize and improperly describe what happened related to Sandy Hook. They don't want to talk about the Podestas. They don't want to talk about all of these other scandals that other people have been involved in, the various dark arts that David Brock has been involved in for a long time. They don't want that put under scrutiny, but they've invited that scrutiny by claiming that all of those statements are inaccurate, that all of those claims are inaccurate.
Well, I'm not Machiavelli. And I'm not trying to put perfume on a pig here, but I can see what you're saying now that they have brought all this out and done all this. That what are they going to do when they actually get challenged on all these points?
Exactly. If they want to prove that all of these things are fake and false, let's put it to the test. Let's put it to the evidentiary test. Let's put it to the discovery test. Let's put it to the deposition test. They can all swear and let an ordinary jury of 12 ordinary everyday people who aren't fans of the show or critics of the show decide what the truth is. Let's put it all out there. Everything that has nothing to do with Sandy Hook.
But exactly. But how they put it all on trial using the dead children.
Correct.
Because they're the ones using the kids, not me.
Correct. They want to talk about this marginal little piece where they're misrepresenting what happened. But they're the ones who are saying everything else that does.
Well, they're also saying I got famous off Sandy Hook and it's this big thing. No, they're the ones using my name and Sandy Hook to keep bringing it back up and then saying I'm doing it.
Correct. The reality is that none of the names of any individual family member would have been known but for the suit and but for the publicity relating to the suit because InfoWars had nothing to do with it. But what they really want to do is scandalize everything else that has nothing to do with Sandy Hook. They want people to say only look here. Don't look at all of the other places where it accurate information was disclosed, where questions were critically asked that needed to be
asked.
Imagine
showing a jury babies being thrown in incubators, brains bashed out, and then ABC News admitting it was fake and launching a war that killed millions, or all these declassified examples of mass events that didn't happen and then saying, we're not supposed to question it?
Exactly. Think if there had been an InfoWars in the 1950s who would have exposed that Harvard was connected to an MKUltra project doing experiments, psychological experiments on young college students. Because one of those young college students was Ted Kaczynski. Maybe Ted Kaczynski doesn't become the Unabomber. Maybe that never happens. So the reality is exposing government misconduct and bad deeds by those in power usually ends up saving lives.
Or Tuskegee. Imagine if somebody in the 50s said, when it first started, they're secretly injecting black people with syphilis to spread it to kill black people. No one would believe it. Later it was proven right.
Absolutely. We talk about in terms of the involvement, like now on Snowfall, a show that's a popular show in mainstream media, talks about the CIA's role with crack cocaine and the drug distribution in inner cities. The reality is, but the reporter who covered that ended up dead.
Very well.
Exactly. So what if that had been covered? What if InfoWars had been around?
By the way, they called him a kook and a nut. He never backed down. He was proven right.
Exactly. But they demonized him in the process. They destroyed him.
I talked to him 2 weeks before he died. He said, I'm moving. I've got all the proof. My new book's coming out. He sent us a disc that's somewhere around here that was like all his reportage. He wanted me to build him a new website, and he was dead. Two gunshots to the head. They said it was totally normal.
Exactly. I mean, that's why it's critical that we have dissident outsider voices raising questions about establishment press and establishment power, because otherwise the truth never comes out. That doesn't mean you're going to have a perfect track record. That doesn't mean everything's going to be accurate, but we need those questions.
But I'm not trying to come on here and lie.
Exactly. And that's clear. It's what they're doing. They go in every day planning to lie about people, planning to lie about President Trump, planning to lie about the kind of people who support him. So they project that onto all of their critics and dissidents. They project that onto everybody raising questions about them. Clearly, people in the political right have cared more about accuracy, honesty, and truth than anybody in the establishment press has for a very, very long time.
All these subpoenas, it's like, show us the meeting where you planned the hoax. Give us the document. It's like asking for unicorns. It isn't there. They don't get it.
Exactly. And they don't realize it at all. They've bought their own lie. They've fed a lie. It's like the old joke about a salesman. They have a tendency to buy their own ad. The left has bought their own lie in this case, but that's the advantage that it potentially affords you. It affords you to prove the truth. A lot of allegations have nothing to do with Sandy Hook that they're now saying are not accurate. You get to prove the accuracy of by having very important and influential people have to swear under oath to what happened.
We come back. You've looked at my Virginia case, too. I'm being sued for saying that Soros funded Antifa. The police stood down. They attacked a right-wing group, most of them feds, it's been admitted. So Soros, it's his fault for the melee that killed the woman. They then sue me, saying that I say a photographer that was there killed the woman. I never even said that. never even said his name. But again, what is the end game of this? It's incredible. We'll be right back in 2 minutes. Final segment with Robert Barnes at Barnes_law on Twitter. BarnesLawLLP.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.